Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 20th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we reflect on Jesus' compassion and willingness to be interrupted by those in need. As his followers, we are called to do the same. Our Bible reading for this week is Matthew chapter 9, and verses 27 to 38. Let's turn to it and read it together. Jesus heals the blind. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." Then their eyes were opened and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, "Don't tell anyone about this." But instead they went out and spread his fame all over the region. When they left, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. So Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. "Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel," they exclaimed. But the Pharisees said, "He can cast out demons because he is empowered by the prince of demons." Jesus travelled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Amen. Have you ever felt like God is taking too long to answer your prayers? Have you ever asked yourself or someone you trust, "Why won't God answer my prayer?" Like the blind men in Matthew chapter 9, who desperately cried out to Jesus for healing, we can sometimes grow impatient when we don't receive an immediate response from God. But what if there's a deeper purpose behind the delay? What if Jesus intentionally waits and questions us to help us understand our deepest need and to increase our faith? In this passage, Jesus encounters two blind men who persistently follow him, pleading for mercy and healing. Instead of instantly granting their request, Jesus asks them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" He challenges them to express their faith and trust in him. Jesus' delay in answering their pleas may seem puzzling at first, but it reveals his desire to build their faith. He wanted them to recognize that their greatest need was not physical healing, but spiritual transformation. By questioning them, Jesus helped these men dig deeper and discover the true nature of their need. Similarly, when we feel like God is too slow in answering our prayers, it's an opportunity for us to examine our hearts and align our desires with his. He may be using the waiting period to refine our faith, deepen our trust, and shape us into the people he wants us to be. So, the next time you find yourself waiting for God's response and asking yourselves, "Why won't God answer my prayer?" remember that he may be using the delay to build your faith. Embrace the questions, seek his wisdom, and trust that he knows what's best for you. As you think about these thoughts today, This reflection question may help you. How can you use the waiting period to grow in faith and trust in God? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we look at faith in action through belief in Jesus.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.